involved in that.
How hard will it be to work with a whole staff heading into a draft and free agency that, you know, you don't know these guys, you don't know what they've been looking at or for?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Just when I first went to Philadelphia, I had basically the same scouts for a while, but it was, you know, we had a whole season together. You know, now, you know, right before free agency, right before the draft starts, it's, you know, it's going to be, I don't know the answer to that. You know, I like I said, I do know some of these guys, and I've talked to the ones that are in the office, and so it'll, you know, I can't answer that right now.
What do you look for in a quarterback? Because that is still a big question mark here. You did a great job in Philly. Obviously, you've got McNabb and Cobb backing him up. Right. Cobb could start for a lot of NFL teams right now. So you guys obviously have been doing it right with the quarterbacks in Philly. Right. So what is it that you, Tom Heckert, look for in a quarterback?
Well, I think, you know, obviously you got to be talented enough to play. But I think the other thing is the leadership ability. You have to be able to lead your football team when things are going wrong, and they are going to go wrong. Somewhere down in a game or in a season, it's going to go wrong. And you need that one guy to step up and I'm going to get this done or we're going to get this done. And so I think the leadership is an underrated – I don't know if it's underrated, but it's a tough thing to find out about. You know, you can talk to the guys, and I think this helps a little bit. And we do a lot of this where when we interview players – we ask them about other players on their team, or guys they played, the guy they know, and you know you find some things out by, you know. And DeSean Jackson was a perfect example in Philadelphia, where there were some questions about him, not from a character standpoint, but some other things. And we talked to a lot of his players, and we asked them, if we took you, would you want DeSean Jackson on your team? Every one of them said for sure, not just because he's a great player, but he's a good person, he works hard, and he's been, I mean, DeSean Jackson works harder, you know, than anybody we have. So, you know, that's where I think you just have to dig. I mean, that's our job as scouts, is to find out as much as possible about these guys and hopefully make the right decision.
Arm strength, and that, is that overrated?
No,
underrated?
It's not overrated, you know, but there's guys that can do it that haven't had great arms, you know. It's and that's where your anticipation and knowledge of the routes and the defenders, and that's where that comes. You know, like, you know, I think Philip Rivers comes to mind. I don't think he's got a super strong arm, but he's a great quarterback. And obviously, the stronger the arm, the better off you are, and you have less to overcome. But it's not a, you know, it's not a necessity.
Without tipping your hand, you've already probably started studying the quarterbacks that are coming out this year.
Yep.
Is this looking to be a strong class, average? What do you say about, you know, you hear about McCoy and Tebow and whoever else is coming out?
Well, you know, obviously we can't talk about the juniors because they have not been officially declared yet. So, but I think it's going to be a decent draft. You know, especially, you know, up top, there should be some players there.
Tom, how do you handle a situation like Josh Cribb? Obviously, you just got here, but it's right. It's something that everybody is asking about. He's been very, very public.
Right.
And it is somewhat delicate. How do you handle it?
Well, you know, I think Mike said it the best. You know, obviously, we would rather not have everything discussed in the media, and but it happens. You know, it's the NFL, and things are going to happen to agents and players, and you know, that's their right. You know, there's no rules against it, and that's fine. We'd rather it not happen, and hopefully, you know, we do like Josh, and I like Josh, and so hopefully we'll get a chance to maybe talk to him and see what we can do.
I know you got a lot of decisions in the future to make personnel-wise, but is that one of the ones you'd just like to get taken care of right away? Because, I mean, obviously negotiating's not easy, but, you know,
right.
The situation itself, though, is, you know, pretty easy. Hey, get this guy taken care of, and let's move on.
Yeah, you know, and you know, every situation is going to be different, and you know, obviously, you know, Mike came out and said, you know, we'd like to have him back. Now, is it a necessity? I mean, he does have a lot of years left, so it's not a urgent thing. Would we like it done today? Yeah, we'd love to have it done today, and but you know, we just have to wait and see how that all plays out.
When you build a roster, how much of it is division-specific, trying to beat the teams that you have to play twice a year?
You know what? It's I think you have to think about it every once in a while. You know, like, you know, for like if, you know, when we're in NFC East, you know, obviously we had a lot of good tight ends, so we were always searching for a guy that can cover a tight end. You know, a really good tight end. We had, you know, three Pro Bowls, I think, right. And so. You know, so you have to think, be aware of that, but you know, you can't get too caught up in it because you never know, coaches may change and things like that. So you just have to, you know, kind of worry about yourself first.
When you're looking at this roster now, is it easier for you to look at it because you're not really familiar with any of these guys, so you don't really have any personal feelings invested? You can just kind of look at it from a real, true, objective stance hey, this is what I see on film. And
oh, yeah, no, there's no question about it. You know, I have no preconceived notions on any of these guys. And so, yeah, when I have been starting to watch them, and, you know, I can just come up and I'll give my opinion to Mike and Eric, and we'll talk about it. And, you know, there may be something I see that, you know, maybe there was a scheme thing that, you know, so then that's where that you find out the whole package about the guy. But, yeah, no, it's kind of fun to do that, too.
Is there an easier side to the ball to build on, offense versus defense?
No, I don't think so. I do think, you know, and I think our philosophy is going to be the same as we had, you know, you have to have lines. I mean, besides the quarterback, which is the number one position, you have to have offense and defensive line. I mean, if you can't block and you can't rush the passer, you're going to be in trouble. So, you know, I think those are the priorities we're going to focus on.
Still have any of that Browns gear buried deep in a closet?
You know what? I was thinking about that. I don't know. I think my dad might. I don't think I have any. I think I might have given all that away, but we'll have to see.